Well, as people probably know, yesterday in the United States Senate, a dramatic event took place where Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid accomplished something which even George Bush wasn't capable of accomplishing, which is sacrificing a large part of the filibuster, the historic power of the minority to assert itself in the institution of the U.S. Senate. Harry Reid, first thing in the morning, gathered the entire Senate together and announced that he was invoking the so-called nuclear option. And this is over the nomination of a nominee from Barack Obama, which would otherwise have been blocked because not a majority of the United States Congress, not according to a majority vote simply, but because of the role of the filibuster, so-called extended debate, in order to invoke cloture. So what the nuclear option does is it changes the threshold from 60 votes, which the power of the filibuster would involve in order to get a nominee through, down to a simple majority of only 51 votes for Senate approval of executive and judicial nominees. The only exception to this is Supreme Court nominees. Now, this passed, and 52 Democrats and independents voted along with Harry Reid. Interestingly, three Democrats voted against Harry Reid, one of them being Joe Manchin, in the tradition of Senator Byrd, who traditionally stood up for the Constitution and the institution of the U.S. Senate. The other one was Mark Pryor of Arkansas, and the third was Carl Levin. Now, very interestingly, Carl Levin took to the floor in opposition to Harry Reid, in opposition of the Democratic majority leader, and quoted Democrats from 2005 when Bush was trying to do exactly the same thing. When Bush was trying to destroy the filibuster and ram through the nuclear option, and you had Democrats, including Harry Reid, coming to the floor of the Senate and saying, "We cannot let George Bush destroy the United States Constitution." Carl Levin quoted Teddy Kennedy. Senator Kennedy, at that time in 2005, had said, "Neither the Constitution, nor Senate rules, nor Senate precedents, nor American history provide any justification for selectively nullifying the use of the filibuster." Carl Levin quoted Harry Reid saying that in 2005, the nuclear option would have been a quote, abuse of power. And then Carl Levin even quoted current Vice President Joe Biden when he was a senator in 2005. And Joe Biden said, "I say to my friends on the Republican side, you may own the field right now, but you won't own it forever. And I pray God, when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab that you are doing." So this was a very clever thing for Senator Levin to do, to take the words of the Democratic Party, in opposition of what Bush had tried to do in 2005, and then to turn it right back around on Harry Reid and on Obama. Now, one of the reasons the nuclear option was defeated in 2005 was because of a emergency overnight mobilization that you launched. And you issued a mass distribution statement that went out in leaflet form all across the United States called "Save Our U.S. Constitution Now." And part of what you said in there, I think, is directly applicable to the situation that we find ourselves in today. What you said then in 2005 was the following. You said, The immediate target of this attempted illegal coup d'etat is the institution of the U.S. Senate. The purpose is to overturn the U.S. Constitution in favor of White House dictatorship by breaking the constitutional powers built into the Senate's power to impose checks and balances against an out-of-control presidency or a temporarily errant majority of the House of Representatives. This provision to defend our Constitution was centered in the powers of advice and consent, which the Constitution assigned specifically to the U.S. Senate. And you said, do not allow that original constitutional intention of advice and consent to be thrown away by the kind of panicked parliamentary majority rule which gave Hitler dictatorial powers on February 28, 1933. Now, those were the remarks you made during the Bush administration in 2005. Now we find ourselves in 2013, and those remarks apply directly to what the Obama administration is doing. So what can you say about the actions of Senate Majority Harry Reid?
Well, there's something funny about Harry Reid, and it's always been the case. You know, he's a famous boxer. And he's a queer duck in many respects. So I'm not surprised by the manner in which he acted. That is in his temperament. Sometimes he's cautious when he thinks that's his only choice. And sometimes he's not cautious. Sometimes his fists from the ring come into play. And he strikes with a fist, not with a brain. And this is another case of it. But obviously, he has some kind of an opportunist scheme in someone's mind, and he was simply acting on it because he knew exactly what he was doing, and he knew it. He knows it stinks, and he knows that most of his colleagues in the Senate know that it stinks. And a smell like that, if it radiates too long, will cause public opinion to express its disgust.